Can I call everybody's attention and like to call the May 4th, not May 4th, I'm sorry.
June.
15? 15th, meeting of the Safety Facility Committee to order, and please join me by saluting the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So I guess the first order of business, if the rest of the members don't mind, Mark is, I didn't hear anything from Mark, but Jimmy's here. Nice. I did get an email from the Budget Committee, and they were interested in having a representative on the committee, and I said, yeah, sure. So Bob Stout has agreed to do that. If you'd like to join us up here, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
And I'd like to make a recommendation that he's also one of the voting members. I guess the next thing is to approve the minutes of the May 4th. Yeah, that little packet. Jimmy's got some other stuff in.
You can help yourself too if you want.
Thank you.
The only thing Linda did add was under the members absent was Jimmy Wilson, FD, and then Joe Flanagan. She didn't have the FD down, but she typed that in after.
Yeah. So I'll move to accept the minutes as presented with that notation.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second it. All in favor?
Right.
Okay, good. All right. I think the first order of her business was to recognize the appraisal from White Appraisal. They were the company that we agreed to pay the $3,000 to appraise the property that Tom and Ronnie Severino own. And I got an email, Boyd actually got the email, and then he sent it to me that, you know, they wanted the second payment, and then they would release the full report. But basically, they gave us a summary of their work. And that's emails in here, right, Linda?
It is. They're stapled together, the last item. Do you have it?
Yeah, but I don't see the values on here that was in that was in the email. They actually had the values done. You got it, Boyd?
Yeah.
Thanks, Stefan.
$450,000.
That was for the smaller parcel,
no,
was it?
Both of them.
That was the both?
Right. And that excluded the house.
Right, because we told them the house was not going to be
there.
There
was another one in there for $415,000 for just one.
For the smaller parcel. Okay. So $450.
Both of them are $450.
For the whole 8-point something, right?
Yep.
Ronnie, is that what it is? 8-point something?
You know more than me. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I think the two lots that you got there, I think, total up to 8-point something, right? Something like that.
There's two lots, but then there's also Electra from the courthouse site as well. Tommy said something about.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I don't know if that's in the 8 or not.
No, that was not in the 8.
That was an alternative.
That was just an add-on if there was a need for it, I think.
Yeah, I think the 8 was, yeah, the house, the lot with the house on it and the other piece.
Yeah. So I guess my initial thought is that that seems like a fairly reasonable value. Do you, Ronnie, or? I mean, you deal with commercial land more than I do.
So I guess that is not what I paid for it, so I
right. But I mean, as far as commercial land goes, it sounds fairly reasonable to me, no?
Well, I think mainly that's because it's flat in there.
Right.
There's not too many pieces out there.
Okay.
Well, I in respect, you're saying it's flat for development and everything else, it creates less expense. And we've looked at other pieces of property, and this is a...
This is, because of its location, is far more appealing.
Right, there's not anything else in this area that people wanted to sell or would cost more to develop and everything else. So that's why we're pursuing this at this point.
Ronnie, Tommy said something about he'll have drawings, you know, a layout, I guess, on the next meeting.
Air conditioner out of my ear.
Yeah, Tommy said something about having a layout drawn up in the next meeting.
Yeah, he mentioned if it looks like there's an interest there, then he'll try to plot some stuff in there that you guys can look over, and then at least you got something to start with. And you guys can move it around where you think, but we'll...
So initially, he's going to lay that out with the PD in mind and then the others so it fits, correct?
Right. So if you had some basic square footages on the different departments, you know, even in the future, what you think would be good to know that, and, you know, make sure we got enough room for everything.
I know you and the chief have done some preliminary work on footprint of what you need, correct?
Yes, correct.
Is Tommy got that information?
Yes.
Okay, Tommy does.
Yeah, the sketches that we leave from Epsom PD and the other Barnes said maybe.
Yeah,
sketches kind of lay out.
Okay.
And I sent Tom some plans for some...
For another facility, right?
Right.
Auburn or somewhere?
It was Auburn and...
Chester? No?
Huh?
Was it Chester? No?
No. Auburn was there, and in the one in...
Talk about out towards Barrington, out that way?
Yes, yes. So, I mean, it gave some footage that he could work with. Is that what we're going to, quote, need? But if this is something that can fit in there, he's got something.
Needs and wants.
Farmington.
Oh, Farmington.
Farmington.
Yeah, Farmington's is brand new.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Is it a whole complex?
Whole complex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
You had a hand up for a minute there?
I did.
Okay.
Boyd has brought up the fact that in order to pay this amount for the property that you're asking for, what about the town buying the Blevins property and then doing a land swap with Severino's? Or did you want to just go with this?
If that's too noisy, you can kill it and just open the door if you want. No, you're all right?
Fine now, but I'm not sitting next to it.
The problem, I think, with that is now we've got to go through some steps to get that if they're going to buy it and then what I'm saying is it's another step in the process. If this can work for us, we can move further forward, I believe. I mean, I think it's a nice idea, but it's another step there.
Well, and initially, too, the conversation that Boyd and I had with the Blevins is they were pretty much excited about selling it because they thought the town was interested in putting a facility there, and it would have been a good monument for their father.
Right.
So that's what made them excited about selling it to the town. Now, whether they'd be interested in selling it just for us to do a land swap, I don't know.
Well, part of the idea, too, was to, when we mentioned a land swap, was just to try to save on the town.
Correct, and right. Correct.
So if you buy something to swap,
yeah,
then it kind of
defeating the purpose. Correct, yeah.
You know,
So I guess the other thing is, nobody has any questions on that appraisal, I guess the other thing was, Ronnie was here tonight to hopefully identify or let us know any parcels that you may be interested in swapping.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is that list, some parcels I'm familiar with, but I also know that the reason most of those parcels are on that list is because there's issues with
them. There's issues, yeah.
That's why people gave them up.
Yeah.
So the only one, and then the other thing is a lot of that's been taken under the Conservation Commission's advisement. So what that means is actual easements on it. So you bring in another factor. So it's just a decision, we want to get on that road. And the only reason I mention North Road is because I'm familiar with that, because I own the land next to it, or used to. And I worked up there, so when I researched my properties up there, I'm familiar with that property. I know what happened and why it was lost, you know, 100 years ago or whatever it was.
So what, familiarize us, what is that piece of property, Ronnie? What's it got?
You know the old schoolhouse up there?
The Longchamps up there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was, it came off the piece that I owned up there on Brown Road years and years ago, but it was owned, the guy that lived in the house, the little house, owned just that lot and had purchased that piece of land in the back.
Mm-hmm.
He was there by himself, he passed away, and I could see where the deed and everything went over to his sister who lived in Massachusetts, administered his estate. So she came up, took over the house and sold it, went back to Massachusetts, and I think that was the end of that. Probably didn't even know about the land. You know, back then, this is probably in the 1930s maybe, people didn't really care too much about land.
Right.
So I think when she got the next tax bill, says, oh, well, I sold that, threw it in the trash, and eventually the town just took it for taxes. But I know it's there, and I know it exists. There's other people. Well, there's a piece by, where, you know, when we lived on Hemlock Drive,
mm-hmm.
there's that piece out there, but I also know that was chopped off by the highway.
Correct.
And it ended up, it kind of chopped that subdivision up, so it never got completed.
Right.
So I don't really know.
That's the piece that's right near the stump dump, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
I don't know what's left out there, you know, if there's anything. So anything that like that.
How big is the piece up on North Road?
I think it's 16 acres.
And that has access?
Well, it's all front. Well,
all frontage? Or?
I gave it frontage.
Okay.
I put the road in, so that's kind
okay.
of like, it's
okay.
of a,
all right.
It's kind of like I already spent the money.
So you increased the value of the property.
I increased the value for the town. But again, it was put into town forest land. Are you familiar with any of that stuff? What they did, and I don't know where it's at. And I don't want to ruffle feathers and take things.
Well, I think that forest land thing it basically means that the conservation is in charge of it, but it doesn't have an actual easement on it, conservation easement. It's just
that's
forest management.
That's what I think. So it's kind of
right.
up to them.
Because there is a distinction between them.
Now, if I could get a couple lots off the corner, and it's kind of a corner lot as well, because it did have, I think it had a little frontage on North Road. But then I gave it some frontage on Hall's Mill.
Okay.
And
so that butts Dumas's old property?
It doesn't go that far.
Doesn't go that
no,
far.
No, it'll be Danny DeLongchamp's property.
Okay.
It'll be next.
All right.
And I think, was it Jeff lived in the little house, ended up living there? I don't know if he's still there or not, out front. So it just kind of goes back in, but in which it could still, a good chunk of it could still stay in conservation or be done something with that. I just looked at that as a quick way to get some money back with really little impact, you know, if we're trying to save tax dollars. Because I did read somewhere, where was it you or where you were looking to maybe get rid of some town pieces if they're just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of...
Yeah, we ran into a huge roadblock on that one. But.
Yeah. You know, we talk about the town pit, but there's still stuff there, I think.
Yeah, Jeff really pushed back on that afterwards. Yeah. He said he really wasn't too excited about doing anything with that right now. There's still too much value there for the town.
Yeah, and I know the town bought that for
right.
Fred Corson, so I know it's a legitimate piece. I could just go through the list and, you know, see if there's something there that works, you know.
So that one up there that... on your road that you built there, is that's your first choice or?
Yeah, well, I'm just the most familiar. I think it's easy. Most pieces are landlocked.
Right.
So there's really no value to them. I'm trying to find something. Even that piece, I could put more value on it than someone else because I know I could do something with it.
Right.
But if there's a piece, say like the piece on Hemlock Drive, there's no frontage, it's at the end of a dead end road, you know, so if you invest.
That's a small piece if I remember.
Right? I don't think there's much left to it.
No.
So you'd invest, you know, a couple $100,000 to try to get out there enough to get a lot or two, and then but that's what it would cost you to get out of it. So
it'd be an expensive lot the time you get the access to
it. So the value's just not there to get anything out of it. I mean, I'm not looking to sit on more land. I just want to try to find a way to.
So is that initial piece there that you identified up there off of North Road, is that something that you'd consider as a swap or that and money or what?
Yeah, I think there's enough value up there. We probably, because we don't need to get the appraisal number. I mean, it try and want to work with you, see.
Yeah, I guess it was just an exercise that we felt it was important to.
No, it needed to be done.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a record of what the
I wasn't value crazy was about spending $3,000 to get it done, but.
Yeah.
I was told that's the going rate for commercial.
No, that's what it is. Yeah, we've done a lot of that.
So I guess if there isn't any reason not to, is that something we want to pursue? That piece that Ronnie has identified and see if that we can pursue that with a swap?
Yeah. Right. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Should we meet with the conservation? Actually, I'm going to see some of them next week.
Well, I'm sure they would. We would include them in any piece that the town owns.
Well, I just we switch think over. Rather than I think we need to, someone needs to get to them and talk to them before they read about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It you start off on the wrong foot when if they find out that, oh, this is what we're going to do, and then, you know, someone's going to dig in their heels. I think they need to be involved. If we're thinking about it.
What's your opinion of that property? Pretty much. Is it got what areas? Is it fairly high, or what's the condition?
It's a pretty nice piece of land. I think if you go out back, there's some wet, but as far as getting a couple house lots off the front, it isn't. But again, you have to do all the all the work. You know,
yeah.
You got to get the engineering, you got to have the soil studies done, you got to go through subdivision and go through the whole thing. But like I say, I think it's their decision. Not sure, but I'd like to see.
It's not their decision, but they have the authority to weigh in on their opinion along
yeah.
with the planning board.
Yeah.
That's the issue we ran into up on Donovan Road.
Yeah.
That the planning board has to review the proposal, and they don't really have any voting power other than addressing any concerns they may have.
Yeah.
And the same with the conservation. They give us a letter with any concerns that they may have and recommendations.
Yeah.
Obviously, their approval goes a lot better than them having a negative, you know, report to us. That one on Donovan Road that we were talking about, they were not initially excited about selling it, but as long as it was a conservation easement on it, they would go along with it. Their second letter took that back. And they said they were not excited about the town selling that and putting it back on the tax roll.
Yeah.
But that's in an area that is very wet out near the old railroad bed, Donovan
right.
Road and the railroad bed in that area, which is
right.
very swampy wetland. So they were concerned because it was, you know, the habitat that lives out there, it's
yeah.
kind of important. But this up here is totally different, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, you can correct me, boy, but I'm pretty sure that Forest Management, they're in charge of it, but it's not the same as a conservation
right.
easement.
Right.
It's just an area that the town puts them in charge of managing it.
Unless there's other pieces you know of that come to mind, somewhere along the line.
Nothing, I mean, obviously there was another piece that we identified up there off of Donovan Road. That was a pretty good chunk, but
yeah.
that's, I don't even think that had access, did it, Boyd?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Most of those, you're lucky you come up with $25,000 or $50,000 of the value.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any frontage. And,
right.
And you know, the wet. The wet's one of the biggest things, you know. And actually, the town piece on Brown Road, when, you know, when I went back and looked at it, because I've been in and out of there so much on the road all these years, but when you kind of go by it, the frontage is all wet.
Right.
And so it's, even that's pretty limited. So, I mean, the best use is
what is being used for. Yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually.
All right. So, what does the committee think? Should we notify the conservation, identify those properties, and tell them this is the ones we're interested in doing a swap, and see if they have any concerns?
As long as he's interested in doing it, I think that's a good idea.
I agree with Ronnie that they should get a heads up before they read it in some minutes somewhere from a meeting. And
is that acceptable to you, Ronnie? That
yeah, I mean, the whole goal is just I'd rather see the money you have put away.
Oh, I know.
Get used to start the project.
And that's what we were hoping to do.
I'm afraid if you use the mine to buy the land, then we're, you're right at ground zero again.
Yeah, we're in the hole.
But I think some of the things that he needs to identify is, once you put all the pieces of property on the block, he needs to sit back and say, this is number one, this is number two.
There might be a combination of something.
Yeah.
I can take a piece, I think of North Road, because I'm familiar with it, I know there's frontage on a road I built. I know what it would take to go up there.
Right.
And get something out of it. The town can't do that. The town's not gonna be in the business of trying to make house lots. You just have a piece of land, either you sell it or you don't.
Right.
And the value's not gonna be very much sitting the way it is.
Correct.
With the
development that you put into it, puts the value on it.
Right. So if we can make something up there, that what we can make is gonna benefit.
Right.
What the town's getting out of it. And maybe there's something else I'm not aware of, I didn't. Some on the list, I wasn't really sure. There's a lot more pieces on there that I remember there being on there.
Yeah, when I initially looked at it, it was a lot that I wasn't familiar with either. And a lot of them are smaller parcels too.
Yeah.
You know, the little wedges that were probably forgotten over the years and nobody wanted them.
I think a personal contact instead of a letter, talking to the chairperson.
Yeah, Judy's still chair?
Yeah, Judy is, Judy Lindsay.
Judy Lindsay. And, you know, explain the whole scenario, why we're wanting to do this.
Well, I'm actually gonna see Judy tomorrow night, so I'll give her a heads up on it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, I think Ed's still involved over there, Ed Fowler's still involved.
Ed Fowler on, no, not on the.
No, he's not on
not
anymore.
On the, on the conservation, I take that back. I'm not sure.
I know we're still in the Historical Society, but we have a meeting next week with them. And
okay.
Maybe I'll
Ed Fowler, maybe.
I might just give him a call to see, just to give him a heat.
Okay.
He's probably the most versed on it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, to know what's what.
Yeah.
And
they went through a lot of that conservation stuff with the property, the Sanborn property.
Yeah.
From Arthur, so. They just went through that whole exercise.
You said the planning board has kind of a weigh-in on it, too?
When we're selling town property, yes. All they do is they review the proposal, and if they have any concerns or recommendations, and it's really no voting authority that they have, but it's like a courtesy thing.
So it's got nothing to do with them saying they can't come in and say, Ronnie won't be able to build on
right.
that property.
No, they can't. No.
I think it's more so they know.
Correct.
They might know of a... We're supposed to have a good master plan and all that stuff, so they can say, oh no, that piece fits into our master plan.
Right.
We need to do this down the road. So
similar with the conservation, like Ronnie mentioned, and they get the same thing. They don't really have any voting authority. It's just up to the Board of Selectmen to respect any of those recommendations that both boards have to us.
Well, I mean, what we're be talking about is to benefit the whole town this, not just the conservation area. The whole town will benefit for this, and we've looked at other, this is basically what we have available and to move forward, you know, that type
Ed
of Fowler's content.
Not on the committee.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Okay. Right. We got a new face in the audience. Do you have anything you want, any input or anything you'd like to share? Or?
Not the moment.
Okay.
My name's Ed Dummings. I was on the call last week. I just wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I spoke to Chief prior to that meeting.
Okay. So you're just interested in what's taking place?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I worked at the new prison up in Concord, so said if there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Bring some inmates in, do some work.
Yeah, I'll wire the whole building if you want me to. I don't mind.
The more people that are aware of what we're doing, it's going to make it easier down the road that we're talking about possibilities. Definitely a police station that needs to be done. And so getting that word out to people now that the virus is gone will be beneficial down the road.
So I guess if Tommy's all set, we'll have that for the next meeting, and then possibly we can have even some input from the planning board and the conservation, and then we should be able to move forward from there.
So in general, is that the direction you think you'll head then towards that parcel?
Yeah, I mean, because I was kind of waiting for you to identify, because you're kind of the lead on this. You know, you've already got this piece of property. You know the value of it, the potential of it. And so for you to find another piece, potentially, that you think's a wash, you know, I'm not going to dispute that.
Well, now the appraisals, you know, I mean, who knows? Appraisals sometimes surprise you. And if the appraisal came in really low, I might say, okay, well, maybe this isn't going to work. It's high enough that we don't even need to reach that. You know, we
Good.
Could be somewhere under that and be happy. So it's not like we got to get into any kind of big negotiation on it. It's just a matter of what's the best way to fund it.
All right. So I'll, if Linda, if you can get me the tax cards and any information on both pieces of property, the one that Ronnie's identified plus this one, so I can have it tomorrow night for the planning board. And I can also show it to Judy Lindsay. She can bring that back to the conservation. Maybe we can get letters back by the next meeting.
I could throw one other thing out. We can, if the land doesn't work, we can fund this over time as well. I mean, if that makes it easier. So you still at least have some money to get.
Take a mortgage.
Get things rolling. Well, I've called it a mortgage, but yeah, I guess it would be. It'd be a pretty low interest mortgage.
That's fine.
So you could budget into the future with it a few years.
No, I have no problem with the land swap either, myself.
Yeah, I just don't want to get I don't want to ruffle a lot of feathers with
conservation. To me, we're getting the better end of the deal.
Yeah.
But
piece of flat commercial property.
Yeah. I mean, in my mind.
Well, you know, if a land swap sounds too tricky, we could agree to buy that property from Ronnie for a certain amount. And he could agree to buy another piece of land from us for a certain amount.
Yeah, you swap a buck back and forth and it's done.
Public, it'd be a public sale, too.
Yeah.
You could say the minimum bid for this property on North Road is whatever we talk about with Ronnie. If anybody wants to beat that, well, then we'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
But it's unlikely.
If we start getting hit with the technicality. You know,
I don't think there would be, to be honest. I think this is a much cleaner...
It's
swap
the same,
deal.
It's the same thing, really. Just, I mean, it's essentially a land swap, but
But if you open it up to a bid process with a minimum of a dollar, you know, you could have somebody that comes in out of the blue that throws a real monkey wrench in everything.
Well, if that's the case, then that property was worth more than we thought it was.
Yeah, but it could go against us on the property.
That's what I mean.
Someone could come in and say, I'll give Ronnie $600,000 for it.
It doesn't have to go that way because in order to buy it, you don't need to do it. It's when you sell. It's when the town's selling.
Right.
Yeah. Power sells, not buying.
Yeah. No, I'd rather try to do the swap myself. But
all right.
I don't think it'd be as complicated as it was when we did down the road.
Hopeful.
I don't see the pushback.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Did that end up happening, or
no?
Happen?
It did not. It was voted down.
Yeah.
Three to two.
All right.
Not to sell it.
Okay.
So what's the plan for financing this whole project?
Well, I would like to do a bond issue myself.
You better get started. I went to a New Hampshire Municipal Bond Bank's website.
Yeah.
And I downloaded the instructions and the program here. And if you started today, you wouldn't see any money until 2023. Because this is 21, 20, yeah, it's gotta be approved at town meeting.
Correct.
And you'd be lucky to get it later in 22, but most likely in 2023.
Most likely early 23, right.
And this application right here, we're not even capable of answering the first question. Requested loan amount.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
I mean, this thing right here is pretty thorough.
Mm.
13 pages. So if you're going to borrow the money, this is where you ought to be focusing instead of picking out the curtains for the police department, okay? You got to come up with a lot of information for this thing. And they want to see architectural
plans. Well,
that's plans.
Basically why we've gotten the blueprints and whatnot for the other facilities that we did visit. And that would give us a pretty good idea of the cost to build it. Obviously, it's going to be a lot more than what they paid now.
I mean, they're going to want to see this site plan.
I know. Yeah.
Some kind of a contract with Ronnie here to buy that property, you know, setting out the terms. This is pretty thorough.
Oh, I know.
But the interest is pretty low. It's, you know, 2.7% over 10 years, yeah. So.
10-year bond is what it is?
Well, you could have either 5 or 10.
You can set it up whatever you want, yeah.
You better know how, what kind of a payment you want. So, I mean, that's really is going to take a lot of effort right here to focus on.
Well, I'm still thinking that even with the increase in construction costs, after the land is swapped, I think we're still under a mill for building.
Depends on what you're going to build for a building.
Huh?
Depends on what you're going to build for a building. If
well,
you're
that's,
just doing
that's
a
consistent.
Police station.
Well, that's all we're doing right now is a police station. We're not.
So you're not
I'm
even
not in
looking
favor.
At a safety complex.
I'm not looking at this whole blown out thing of $5 million. No. That was initially, we wanted a piece that would accommodate some future additions, you know, for the fire department and the highway. But the initial plot was just for the PD at this point.
So if you bond, you're just looking at police budget.
Correct.
Right now. So
yeah.
You need to come up with something.
And the one in Barnstead, they did that for $400,000.
Yeah.
So, of course, obviously, you can't do it that cheap anymore. So I still think we could do it for under a mil.
How much under a mil?
Maybe 100, 200.
Yeah, you're probably looking about 800,000.
Yeah.
We have 360 now.
But I'd rather, like Ronnie, to keep that for engineering or whatever we need, you know, that we can deal with as
that's
we're
right.
going here. And then once we got the actual plans and what it's going to cost, then it goes
right.
to the town and the bond
right.
and everything. If it's out there to 23, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, when you fill out that bond paperwork, if you put 800,000 and it comes in at 700,000, can you just take the 700,000? Is that the way it works?
Well, I would imagine they'd always loan less. I wouldn't
okay.
think they'd go for more.
Right.
But you've got to show a disbursement schedule here too.
Correct.
How that 700,000 is going
just like when you built your house and you've got a construction loan, same thing.
You go less.
Yeah, right. And they'll give it to you less, and you don't have to pay on that extra.
Correct.
But you're going to have some paying for designing.
They're going to
want to
see the plans for the
building. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why we got that 300 something.
Right.
There,
but as I
hopefully
saying,
we can use that to get to that
really
point.
Really should have plans.
Correct.
Town meeting, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's,
absolutely.
That's
yeah.
We got to have the plans. We got to have the total amount, what they look like. We got to have the whole presentation for them to ever accept.
Give me the plans for the community center that we did 20 years ago. We paid $50,000 for.
And,
yeah.
And you know, when you go to town meeting, this thing's got to be built.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Or it's not going to fly.
That's right.
Well, you just can't say town meeting. You got to have a number of meetings prior to it. That's for sure.
Public hearings.
Well, that, but what he's saying is the actual vote is for the town to the way of it. The deliberate session, you've got to have everything in a row. It's got to be bulletproof, like he said.
Something that Boyd has done again, you contacted Shanine?
Yeah, we got to...
I think letting the committee know what you've done, I think it's great.
Yeah, well,
I got that email.
We just got a response and said, well, don't count your chickens till we
pretty much,
that.
Yeah.
Said, don't count on the money.
Yeah.
And they said if you're looking, you should also explore alternative finance.
Right.
And that's what we're doing.
Correct.
So rather than sitting around waiting for Senator Shaheen to give us, you know,
I mean,
money to build this thing.
We couldn't lose. We could only win. So
that's correct.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you had opened that door.
The application's it's been submitted and accepted. We're in the running for an earmark. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very distasteful to some people, unless you're getting it.
Yeah.
But his advice was don't cut them.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's good advice.
I just read that before I came up today.
And really, this is what we ought to be focusing on now, how to make application for a bond and get it approved so we can bring it to the voters in March.
Right. All right. Well, hopefully we'll have a little bit more in the next meeting. And
Some from Tommy and some site plan?
Yeah.
Some picture of this project?
Correct.
What a schedule is? What about
And then we'll have to push on getting some hard numbers on building whatever it is that you and the chief have come up with for sketched out square footage there.
Now, is the fire department in the building highway department, give him Tommy the sketches so we could put that
I
on.
Think Tommy yeah. said he's got enough information from them to do what he needs to do to put it on the plan.
Right.
And I still think with that much acreage, it's not going to be an issue. It's just how where they set the PD so it doesn't interfere with any future expansion.
And well, that's where I think some people have got to get involved. I mean, if we're talking about a heating facility and all that, then it can be laid there and then added to it that we're not doing that at a separate time again,
right.
too. So, I mean, I think we've got to have some of that money to an architect to, for designing that they do this type of thing, because if we put this here and then all of a sudden we find out we got to do this or that 5 years, 10 years down the road.
Tell me about it. I just moved the building.
Yeah. Because of that, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So I mean, we've got that money, and doing it right at this time. That's the main thing. And but I think that number one is getting a hold of these two committees, like you're going to do that, and then the next meeting, and Boyd, I don't know what
we got a lot to do to get some information on there.
All right, I'll give it to you. I'll look at the application. Mm. This will give you an idea of the information you have to develop.
Yeah.
In order to submit this thing, here it is. I'll give it to you for you.
Thank you, Boyd. Was there anything else?
Do you have somebody up here?
We have somebody out there?
I don't know if they need anything.
Oh, that's Brian.
Uh-huh. And Jake.
And Jake?
Jake.
Brian, you there?
Yeah.
Did you have anything you wanted to share, or are you just making yourself available?
No, I just wanted to make sure you didn't need anything from me.
Okay.
So whenever we get to a point where you need something from me, I'm happy to weigh in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Otherwise, yep.
All right. And how about Jake? Jake got there. Jake, you there? Apparently not.
Not unmuting himself.
I'm not talking.
You're fine.
Huh?
Nobody wrote anything. They didn't have any questions.
All right,
so we
good.
Should be okay.
All right. Well, that's all I wanted to go over tonight, unless somebody's got something else.
Is there going to need to be an appraisal on that north road that we're talking about?
The piece Ronnie's talking about? He's saying no.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he knows what the value will be, only potentially because he can make it valuable.
Right. I just figured you're trying to present the conservation committee, and they're like, well, what is that piece on north road worth? Oh, it's worth.
Right. So we're getting a better deal. It might make things look better. Somebody said it's worth $300 and we're going to swap for $450, it makes it look good.
If he feels he could put two houses on it, we're going to have taxable property on that point. And what I'm saying is, it's right now, it can be developed for some type of building which the town would get tax revenue.
If there's two houses, that's somewhere between $16,000 and $20,000 in taxes, because they don't build tiny houses anymore.
Yeah.
Ronnie, I don't know if you heard the question I asked. I just said, do we need to go ahead and have that assess that piece of land for number-wise? Because if you bring it to the conservation, they're going to see the numbers. Well, what do we know what this is worth?
I almost think we might have to, just to keep it the same.
Because the appraisal of it right now would be very low, correct?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's just 60. It's one lot. It's going to sell as an oversized. Well, again, if there's restrictions on it, an appraisal would come up at $50,000 to $60,000.
Right.
If you could build one house on that lot, which is the way it stands right now, maybe a good sized lot, some
so
lots
about
road, you could push $200,000 out of
really?
It, maybe.
Okay.
But $180,000 anyway. That's kind of where an appraisal would come in, I would say.
For an oversized single lot.
Yeah.
Which is substantially less than what this appraisal is for
here. It's half of it.
So it is. But if I could make two house lots up there.
By putting a road in, right.
He sent them up to 250.
Right.
You know, and if, and depending on the backland, again, if they were, if you sell 2 8-acre lots, we can get it up a little bit, you know, and.
Is there enough frontage for four lots?
Oh, I don't know if there's enough for four, but there's enough for two, maybe three, I don't know.
Because you might be able to put one at the end of the cul-de-sac, right? If that's what you did.
It's not that far down.
Oh.
No, it's right on the corner, North Road and Paul's Mill. It's that land when you first turn in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I had to break in and go through this nice piece of land to get to where I
could
sell.
Oh, really? Wow.
So it was, you know.
Nice.
Well, so that's another appraisal at that point, if we're talking about
that would be it shouldn't be a, that's not a commercial appraisal.
No, I
right,
think
that's, okay.
Steve,
so it'd be
Steve
more like
could probably do that
line, and
yeah,
depending on how it works, I mean, maybe we would pay for that if it's going the other way, so you know.
Well, even if it came in at a couple of thousand, I mean, we're still getting a better deal.
No, we are getting a better deal, but I mean, somebody turns around and says, well, that place is only worth $10,000 and this is what I mean, what you're saying is we've covered ourselves and
right,
knowing what the value is and,
right, but if I can make something out of it,
right, that's where
you'll be profiting from my some legwork to get it done, you know.
Yeah.
And invest.
Hopefully the town won't stand in my way to get it done, you know. That's the part of it, but you know, that's worth something. But there's still, you know, I don't want any favors, I don't want to get a lot of.
We don't do that, do we, boy?
No, believe me, we don't.
We can make the simplest thing so difficult. Without even trying.
Well, that's
but there's a lot of school of thought that, oh, people don't want more houses. And, you know, years ago, you didn't want too many houses. It was a tax burden.
But that's,
nowadays, it's kind of gone the other way.
That's, yeah, but even at that,
you
that's,
get one or maybe two kids going to school, and the taxes are.
But that's
very, very
still
high.
Not an argument to not allow somebody to develop a piece of property that meets all the conditions. You know, that's a personal thing.
Right. Just personal preference.
Right.
So it's whatever.
All right, well, that's all I have. Linda, you all set? Can you get those things for me for tomorrow night? Okay.
I'm just going to ask you if you knew the exact location. I'll talk to you after.
I move to adjourn.
If nobody's got anything else.
Okay.
All in favor?
Right.
Aye, 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 aye. Okay. 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks from tonight. Same thing, 5?
Yep.
That works for everybody?
Great.